Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A man walks into a church office after losing his job. His face is tight. His shoulders are low. He says, "I know God is good, but I feel like I am failing my family." A leader may want to respond quickly, "God will provide. Stay strong. Be thankful for what you still have." Those words may be true, but if they come too quickly, they may miss the person. Christian gratitude discernment begins with listening before leading. Presence is often the first ministry gift. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That is not only good communication advice, it is spiritual wisdom. A leader who listens first is saying, "You matter. Your story matters. I am not here to manage you. I am here to walk with you before God." Listening does not mean agreeing with everything someone says. It does not mean avoiding truth. It does not mean the leader never guides. It means the leader receives the person before trying to redirect the person. Ministry Sciences observes that active listening, emotional validation, and non-anxious presence help people feel safe enough to reflect honestly. Chaplaincy, pastoral care, coaching, and trauma-informed ministry all recognize that people often need to be heard before they can receive guidance. The gospel gives this deeper meaning. Jesus did not treat people as problems to process. He saw them. He listened. He asked questions. He touched the unclean. He welcomed the overlooked. He spoke truth, but never as a hurried technician. In Christian gratitude discernment, listening protects gratitude from becoming pressure. A leader might say, "Tell me what has been hardest. I want to understand before I respond." "That sounds heavy. Can you say more?" "What do you most need me to hear?" "What helps?" A calm presence. Open questions. Silence, patience, eye contact that communicates care, permission before prayer or advice. What harms? Interrupting, correcting too soon, quoting scripture before listening, asking gratitude questions before naming pain, acting like a person's emotions are a problem to fix. Listening before leading does not weaken ministry. It strengthens ministry. It gives the leader time to discern which grace and truth prompt fits the moment. Maybe the person needs pain named, maybe lament invited, maybe boundary considered, maybe hope held, but the leader will not know until listening comes first. Presence is not passive. Presence is love paying attention. And often, that is where Christian gratitude discernment begins.